You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Rudy Justed to score and Aston Villa to win is 9-2. Marma Biram Diouf to score and Stoke to win in the betting at 6-1. Not exactly one to set the pulse racing, this one, Lee, but it's a crucial match in particular for Aston Villa, who have only picked up 4 points from their opening 7 games now. Did well at Liverpool, Villa, but still lost 3-2. This is a good stat. Since August 2013, Rudy Justed has scored... I'm not going with that. I'll try that one again.
I'm going to go again.
Rudy Justed has scored 21 headed goals in the league, 6 more than any other player in the English top 4 tiers.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Savage actually throwing that stat out there at the start of the season. He's a big fan of his. He says Justed, doesn't he, Robbie?
He does say... Justed. A lot of people have been saying Justed, but I'm going with Gustad because that's how I've always said it.
I think it's because it's French, and that's how you say it, I presume. That header bet, if you can get, you know, we often, I was looking in the when we previewed the Man City game for De Bruyne to score from outside the area. I think that's I love those little special scorer
bets. It's a shame that they're not always up, are they? They're like sporadic, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the Justed one would be a good one. I like him. I liked him in the Championship. He's he puts his weight around. He's obviously a decent player. I just can't decide on. I look at these two teams, and it's one of them where I think both might lose. There's nothing going on, really, is there? I mean, Villa have scored 2 goals at home all season. They were against Sunderland, you know, which you would expect to. Everyone should score goals against Sunderland. Stoke scored at Norwich in a 1-1 draw. Scored at Tottenham in a 2-2 draw. Lost 2-0 to Arsenal. They always lose away at Arsenal. Tricky game this. I'm just going to welch out and go for the draw here, I think. I just don't think either of them have got enough about them to go and win the game. And I'm waiting for this, I'm waiting for these Stoke Champions League winners to stand up and start, you know, lighting the Premier League up. I mean, Shaqiri's a doubt for this game. But look at that, Shaqiri, Bojan and Arnautovic as the three behind the striker. You'd think they'd have more about them. I just don't know if Aston Villa will open up enough for Stoke to play the counter-attacking game. So I'm going to go for a boring draw, maybe a 0-0 or a 1-1. So the draw and under 2.5.
19-10 for the draw in the match. If you're looking at the draw and under 2.5 goals, that's available at 11-4. 11-4, a draw and under 2.5. Derek, this was a game that if someone made a convincing argument, I was willing to be swayed either way.
Well, I'll make one. Stoke will win. I mean, Lee's read. You always have a blind spot about a certain team. Swansea's my blind spot, and Stoke is your blind spot, Lee. So they've got the win under their belt last week. Good win against Bournemouth. And I think they'll take off now, Stoke. I
loved them, though. At the start of the season, last year, I backed them on the handicap table. This year, honestly, I'd have done the same again. I didn't win the bet last year, but I'd have done the same again. I like Stoke, and I thought they got a lot going for them. But every time he tries to change it, they don't seem to be able to do it, and he always ends up reverting back to type.
I know, but that's because when you haven't got a win under your belt, get the jitters. I think that will lift them. They've won here the last 2 seasons at Villa. In fact, they haven't lost in the last 5 visits there. There's nothing I feel that makes me think they're going to win this game. I mean, the favourites, and it just defies belief, that to me. I think the odds have changed as well, by the way, in the last 5 minutes. Stoke are now 19-10, and the draw is 11-5. Stoke will win now, just under the 2-1 mark.
It's a big price, that, isn't it, when you look at it? Yeah. When you look at that Stoke price, it is a big price at a team who are struggling for their lives, Aston Villa. So, yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.